Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, before Amelia Earhart's famous exploits and her infamous disappearance, a Limerick woman was the first true female trailblazer in aviation. The life of Mary Lady Heath was both extraordinary and tragic, but her efforts to further the cause of female pilots and women in sport do mark her off as a true pioneer. Off the Ball's Cameron Hill is here to tell us more. Cameron, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, this woman did not have an auspicious start in life.
No. So born Sophie Pierce Evans in Knockaderry, a village between Newcastle West and Ballingarry in County Limerick, on the 17th of November 1896, in fact. So the anniversary of her birth was this Monday. She had a very turbulent start to life. So her father beat her mother to death when she was 1 year old, and the police found the infant Sophie sitting beside her mother's lifeless body when they stumbled upon the crime scene. This case was sensational, made headlines across Ireland, and ended up with her father being locked up in a lunatic asylum for the criminally insane. Sophie was then reared by her grandparents and went on to study at the Royal College of Science for Ireland in Dublin on Merrion Street, which closed in 1926 and now houses the Department of the Taoiseach and government buildings.
Mm-hmm. No, it kept going for a little while longer because the engineering school was in Merrion Street, which is where I went, and the seed testing of the Department of Agriculture and all of that. Anyway, that's another story. Anyway, when she was in college, she played hockey and was an active debater.
Yes, and then in November of 1916, she marries William Ellett Lynn, who was a 41-year-old army officer, and abandons her studies to volunteer for the Women's Auxiliary Army Corps as a motorcyclist dispatch rider during the First World War. She's sent to France in 1917, operating very close to the front, and she's the subject of a portrait in uniform by the official war artist John Lavery in 1918, which is part of the Hugh Lane collection now, so you can go and see it up on Parnell Square.
So then when she was demobbed in 1919, what did she do?
So she finishes her studies, graduating in 1921 with an associateship in agriculture. And it's around this time that she begins to take an interest in athletics. She was 6 feet tall, 70 kg, and excelled in several athletics events, notably the high jump and the javelin throw, which at the time was two-handed. So what they would do was take your three throws from each hand and add up your totals based on the average of your throws. So much harder than it would have been even today. She was also proficient in shot and represented Britain at the Women's World Games, first held in Paris in 1922, which is fascinating. It was set up to compensate for the lack of female sports at Olympics Games because women were allowed to compete, but it was more quote unquote genteel sports. Mm. So the likes of archery, the arts, tennis, athletics doesn't appear at the Olympics until 1928.
Okay, so Baron de Coubertin, he was opposed to women getting involved in any of this kind of carry-on.
Yeah, the generous reading of his comments here is that he wasn't opposed to women competing per se, but maybe out of public view. So there's a quote from our old friend Baron de Coubertin saying, "If some women want to play football or box, let them, provided that the event takes place without spectators, because the spectators who flock to such competitions are not there to watch a sport." He also wasn't a fan of the Women's World Games generally. He called it the Little Female Olympiad. So pretty unambiguous views on it.
Now, she helped to set up the Women's Amateur Athletic Association, the WAAAA, becoming secretary and treasurer. But she was, you know, a record breaker herself.
We're not 100% sure. So she claims that she broke at least two world records, claiming to have jumped 4 feet 10 inches in the high jump in Brentwood in October of 1923. That was listed probably incorrectly as a world record.
Doesn't seem that high.
Not really, no. It was equaled apparently by an American at the same time around that time, but she had the record, whereas Pierce Evans did not. The more credible claim comes at the 1924 English Women's Championships, where she won the high jump and javelin and smashed the two-handed javelin world record by throwing an aggregate of 173 feet 2 inches. But this achievement was not officially recognised, get this, because of a slight breeze during the competition.
Something's never changed.
Grossly unfair.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code FITNESS. That's kachava.com, code FITNESS.
Okay, she was an advocate, though, for women in sport.
Indeed. She published articles on athletics in 1925. She read the preface to her book, Athletics for Girls and Women, in a BBC radio broadcast, and then an FSFI conference in Gothenburg in 1926, which is the organisation that sets up the Women's World Games. She actually argues against women joining the Olympic movement, preferring to keep the WAAA independent from the IOC. They felt that the overly male Olympic movement might impinge on their rights.
In the meantime, she got married, but things were not going well.
No, she'd been this at this stage, 1926, she's completely estranged by this army officer husband. She alleges cruelty and turns her attention to aviation. She becomes the first woman member of the London Light Aeroplane Club when it opened in 1925 and qualified that November for her private A license. She wanted to get the commercial B license as well, but authorities wouldn't grant her it because she was a woman. Specifically, they felt that it was too dangerous for a woman to be operating an aircraft commercially while menstruating. Now, she forcefully argued to be allowed to perform their fitness test. They relented, but only on the condition that she undergoes the test while she was menstruating.
And did she get to pass the test?
She did, albeit in, for a variety of reasons, incredibly uncomfortable situation.
So she's now Britain's first ever female commercial pilot.
Indeed. And she earns a living giving joyrides and flying lessons. She becomes the first female pilot to make a parachute jump in public in 1926. All this is very expensive, so to pay for this passion, she marries a 75-year-old industrialist, Sir James Heath, in October 1927. Remember, she's only 31 at this time, so big age gap. And only after delaying that wedding until he agreed to settle her with an income of £925 a year, and she gives herself the self-appointed title of Lady Mary Heath.
But she wasn't even a Mary to begin with.
I don't know where Mary came from.
Okay, now, she had an escapade that made her world famous.
Yes, the first solo flight by a woman from South Africa to England. So in February 1928, she sets off from Pretoria in her Avro Avian Mark III, suffers sunstroke in southern Rhodesia and has to make an emergency landing, but recovered to arrive in Khartoum on the 1st of April. And she reached Cairo, heading west along the North African coast, because she didn't like crossing long stretches of water, which we know was the undoing of Amelia Earhart in the end, we think. The locals liked to shoot at airplanes passing overhead, and she later found a bullet hole in one of her wings, bizarrely, made the shore hop to Europe from Tunis and landed in Croydon, London on the 17th of May, stepping out of the aircraft wearing a silk dress, fur coat and a black straw hat. So was in no mood to hide her femininity during any of her escapades, which is quite remarkable.
And she had something to say to the Daily Express. It is so safe that a woman can fly across Africa wearing a Parisian frock and keeping her nose powdered all the way.
There you go. There you go. 10,000 miles, by the way, or in today's money, 16,093 kilometres. So no mean feat.
Now, was she honoured for her achievements, or did they try to erase her?
Rampant misogyny seems to follow her around constantly. So she was the first woman to fly a commercial aircraft in 1928 with the Dutch airline KLM, but they wouldn't hire her. In fact, many commercial airlines won't hire her because they felt a female pilot would distract passengers. So all the way through from De Coubertin to here, it's the feeling that women will be too distracting and people won't take either sport or them in aviation seriously. She goes to the US and becomes more widely celebrated as an aviator, but she crashed into a factory in August 1929 beside Cleveland Airport while practicing a dead stick landing. So landing with no engine power, very, very hard thing to do. She does survive, but suffers two fractures of the skull, a fractured jaw, and steel plates had to be inserted in her skull. She was able to fly, but her skills were never the same again, and she turned to drinking and divorced Sir James Heath in 1930.
But she married again.
A third marriage to a Trinidadian pilot named Reggie Williams. She moves back to Ireland, becomes a pilot and a flight instructor based out of Dublin, but her drinking problem becomes more and more aggravated as the years go on. She ends up leaving Reggie and is prosecuted several times for drunkenness and placed on probation. And in 1939, she died tragically after falling off the top floor of a bus or a tram, depending on accounts, in Shoreditch, London. There was no alcohol in her system at the time of the accident, and it's likely that her fall came from a blood clot in her brain. She was 42 years old, and none of her marriages produced any children.
Now, there is a strange postscript to all of this. Although she died young, she was the inspiration to another aviator.
Indeed. So during this prolific period as an aviator, that plane that she flies from South Africa to England to the Avro Avian, she offers a flight to another young woman who'd become interested in flying. And after the flight, so impressed was the young woman named Amelia Earhart that she purchases the aircraft from Heath and ships it back to the US.
My goodness, so the inspiration for Amelia Earhart. Why do we not know about this woman? Why is she not more vividly celebrated?
It's hard to say. So most of this material comes from EPIC, the fantastic exhibition and museum up on the quays just beside the IFSC. Maybe it's the fact that she's Lady Mary Heath. She does have quite imperialist leanings throughout and makes an imperialist leaning, says that her flight from South Africa to England will strengthen the bond between the dominions in Britain at one time. So maybe that's slightly problematic, but it is a massive shame because
this is a Limerick woman who's a fantastic athlete, a pioneer in athletics, a pioneer in aviation, first ever female commercial pilot. I mean, what more do you need to do to be celebrated?
Exactly. Perhaps the rampant misogyny that she faced throughout her life hasn't quite gone away.
Cameron Hill from Off the Ball, thank you very much for that fascinating story.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85-plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code FITNESS at kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code FITNESS.